In a pre-election goodie, the Ford government will be incorporating the district of Muskoka into the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund's NOHFC coverage area. To provide for this area of central Ontario coming into the NOHFC fold, the Ontario government said it will boost its annual budget by an additional $30 million over the next 3 years. The Parry Sound District, to the west, has received NOHFC funding for many years. NOHFC is a Crown provincial funding agency with programming for workforce development and internships, technological innovation, economic development initiatives, business expansions and relocations, business startups, equipment purchases, farming and rural development initiatives for both municipalities and Indigenous communities. The $30 million bump will boost NOHFC's annual budget to $110 million beginning in the 2025-26 fiscal year. Minister of Northern Development and NOHFC Chair Greg Rickford said they listened to Northerners before expanding program eligibility to the area. "This investment reinforces our government's commitment to build strong, prosperous northern communities and businesses, as well as create real opportunities for the people who choose the north to live, work and do business," said Rickford in a statement. "Since 2018, we've strengthened the NOHFC's integral role in advancing local priorities, from skilled training opportunities to major community infrastructure projects, and look forward to our continued partnerships that lead to a better quality of life in the North." Graydon Smith, MPP for Parry Sound Muskoka, was, understandably, thrilled. "This is a huge moment that unifies the region when it comes to economic development funding and opportunities. This has long been asked for by local businesses, community organizations and municipal governments. With Muskoka now on board, and the entire NOHFC area receiving more dollars to work with, amazing things will follow in Parry Sound Muskoka and Northern Ontario."